Thank you.
Hi, is this William Bolton?
It is.
Hi, it's Kathleen Quillen-Moyer calling from the Ontario Trillium Foundation.
Hey, Kathleen. You're a minute
How
early.
I'm a minute early. Is that all right?
Kathleen, before we go any further, I just want to let you know that this line is recorded.
Okay.
This is just for our own review afterwards on that. It has no validity, but it'll actually help me later on if I've got to sort of scratch my head and say, what did you say?
Sure.
We'll know what it is as well.
Sure.
Kathleen, have you been to our website?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I took a look. So I think you're right to ask the initial question. You know, is there an overall fit with our strategy, our granting, and what you do? And I think that, you know, that's where everybody should start. So it's a good place to start. Did you speak with anyone at the support center, or did you just come straight to coaching?
No, I spoke to Cynthia, I believe her name is, and she's
the one
who then referred me that she'll set up an appointment with you.
Okay.
Just a bit of background about us, just so you know, we are a registered nonprofit incorporation. We are not a charity.
Yeah, that's fine.
So we've looked at both, and the question has come up many times, and we really fight to justify if we should become a charity, and honestly, I don't know if we should. So,
Well, for our purposes, we support not-for-profits in general, and they can be charities, but they don't have to be. So that's not in terms of eligibility criteria. You're not a for-profit, and so you're a not-for-profit. That part of it is fine. We have no problem with that. So whether a group becomes a charity or not, that's another decision. But yeah, for our purposes, we support not-for-profits with non-share capital.
Okay.
But the second thing is, you know, does what you're asking for, and of course we don't fund core operations, we fund projects, does it align with the specific areas that we invest in? And we definitely have a very specific mandate. Like, we're not a general funder. We fund a lot of different areas, but they're all very specific to affecting a particular type of change in people.
Okay.
And so it's so when I read your website, and so a lot of things that are really worth doing are not necessarily aligned with our funding strategy. It doesn't mean that they're not wonderful. It just means that in this large world that we're affecting change, we have very specific areas that that we focus on.
Okay.
So So did you have any particular project in mind, or were you just sort of investigating overall the fit with OTS?
Okay, well, actually, ironically, 2 seconds ago, I was just finalizing our annual budget, and I'm about to talk to one of our directors there, so I thought this may be something that you may want to ask, so that's why I sort of just, you know, went through it as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have specific areas where we could use funding. If you saw, we've actually got a mounted unit with the horses now. That is a brand new division that actually got added, I think it was September last year. These horses are actually being trained in scent detection just like dogs. So that is a very specific one that could actually come to be quite expensive because these horses actually get trained in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. There's our canine training. My dog has been training for about 4 years now. And again, we go down to the States. So there are specific projects that we could say, okay, you know, you're going to support this project or that project.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to, you know, take on, you know, general, you know, overall costs, you know, like our guys who go to call us and, you know, our maintenance and stuff like that. So this is where I think she suggested that I talk to you, because it sounds like you've got quite a few that we could slot into or may not slot into.
Right. So if you're right, it is definitely we're project funders, not core funders. So projects would have to align with the best way to describe it is we're looking for a particular change in people. So, for example, our Active People Project action area, we're looking to, there's, you know, a real need for people to be more physically active, so we're looking to have programs that get people moving, get people fit. So that's a whole area that we fund. And that, you know, that doesn't necessarily, at least from what I see, you've got lots of people involved in fitness, but that's not really the purpose of your your rescue program. It's
it's a sideline.
Yes. And you've got your horses and dogs being fit too, which isn't really quite within our mandate. But no, really, it is, that one is probably not a fit. So the next one, I'm just going to go through them all, and so I'm not intuitively seeing a general fit, but, you know, maybe, you know your project better than I do, so I'll give you kind of the whole gamut of the overall areas that we fund, and you can see if there is an alignment. And if not, I mean, as I said, it doesn't mean you're not doing great work. It just means our particular funding isn't really set up for it.
Okay.
So the next area, and again, we're looking for change in people, is our connected people action area, and that is because a lot of people are lonely and don't feel like they belong, and there's a lot of health issues when people are lonely, and it also makes a better community. So we focus a lot on newcomers and people who feel marginalized and developing programming around taking people from feeling isolated to feeling more connected to the community. So that's more, again, more related to more of a social service, and the other is more related to physical fitness. Then we have our Green People Action Area, which is focused on improving how people impact the environment, so reducing some of the things they do that destroy the environment and increasing some of the good things that they can do to restore the environment. Again, not a fit that I can see. Then Inspired People is mainly arts and cultural activities. And Promising Young People is really about supporting children and youth in their development. And then our last action area is economic well-being and focusing on taking people from precarious economic situations to better economic situations through training and employment and programs that involve helping people get beyond their basic needs. So largely our programming is around arts and culture, sports and recreation, promising young people, and the environment. And those are kind of the big areas. So, I think that it's incredible to me when I read your website, all the people you have involved and all sorts of things that you're doing, but I don't see a direct connection to the particular change that we're trying to affect.
Okay. Now, one thing that may sort of help here, and you can tell me if mm-hmm. it's a gray area or not, is we do work very much in regards to promoting people, and that we go, for instance, to child cancer fundraisers. We draw awareness into societies, and also, you know, we will go down with our equipment. We'll go down and to these places, and we'll educate people there as to what we do and how they could be involved. Basically supporting them as well. So I don't know if that would be, you were talking about the social aspect there. I don't know if that would basically be pushing the limit in that, but we are very strong in that.
Yeah. So, what if you think that's the area that you're interested? I can send you more information about that. But basically, what it would be is: are you bringing people from being disconnected to being more connected? So, in other words, what we measure there, what we have our applicants measure, is after whatever project we fund, are people moving from feeling socially isolated to socially connected? So that would be, if that's the focus, then, I can send you information on that. So, in other words, I'm not going to, you know, the worst thing I can do is, you know, not listen and not hear all the great things you might fit. But another negative is if I say, yeah, yeah, come ahead, but you're going to work your head off and it's never going to work.
Yeah.
So,
I think on that aspect, you may have triggered something here. On that aspect, I mean, technically we do unite people. We do... sad to say, we work with runaways. I don't know if you heard of this girl, Payden, who just got found. She's been missing since May, I think it was. We work with runaways and reconnecting and that. So, again, I don't want to sort of, you know, push it and sort of exaggerate.
Right.
But technically, yes, we do.
So then maybe what I should do, William, is it William or Bill? Or what,
Bill's fine.
How do you,
yeah, Bill's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, maybe what I should do is send you information about the connected people, and you can see if it's, you know, if it's a really broad stretch or if it's a, you know, the closer you are to a good fit, the better chances you have of developing a good application that you know, meets all the criteria. So maybe the best thing for me to do is send you information about connected people, and you can see, is this, you know, is this too far a stretch? Is this, can I see this working? And then we can talk again.
Okay.
And you can, from the notes here, you're more interested in our other streams, not necessarily in the seed stream, the capital grow, but the seed stream is a stream of experimentation, research, finding out, you know, information that you don't know now about one of our action areas. So in other words, if this were, you speak of horses, this is a completely different program, but we have funded programs that use equine therapy to improve the social and emotional health of young people. And so, you know, some people, they've done this for years and they know it works, but they want a seed program to sort of test, you know, what is it that's working? Why is it working? What is our program? You know, what can we learn about this program that we don't know that is going to make it even stronger? So sometimes, you know, there can be something that is connected with seed that's more experimental in nature. But it still has to fit overall. The project still has to fit with one of those action areas.
Sure.
So anyway, I'll send you. I just want to make sure I've got your right email, because sometimes they copy it down wrong, and I hang up and I have no way of getting email. Anyway, so I've got wbolton@attsar.ca. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'll send you more information about the seed stream as well as connected people.
Okay, because if you're talking about things like therapy dogs and that, which St. John's I know is involved in, because when I got my dog, you never know if the dog's going to work out or not. So I always thought, well, if it doesn't work out in search and rescue, I'll put it into therapy. You know, so I was aware of that. Now we were at the child cancer fundraiser in St. Mary's last summer, where we had the dogs and the horses, actually. And there were a lot of kids there with cancer and Down syndrome and that. And it was very therapeutic to them to come and sit by the horse and be with the horse.
So maybe I'll send you the Promising Young People one as well, and you can see if there's a fit there.
Because I can cross it on.
Where are you located, by the way?
Kitchener.
You are in Kitchener.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you would need to do is wherever, if you do decide to come into a project, if you feel there is more than just a loose fit, you would have to designate one of our 16 different attachment areas throughout the province that you want to focus your energies on.
Okay.
So if, you know, and it, even though you're situated in Kitchener, it doesn't have to be Kitchener as long as it's one of the regions. So, for example, Kitchener is in the catchment that includes Waterloo County, like all of Waterloo region,
right.
Wellington, and Dufferin. That's we call it WWD, Waterloo Wellington Dufferin. So if that's where the activity, the project activity is going to occur, that's where you designate where you're going to put the project. If you're located here but your project is in Brantford or somewhere else, then it's wherever the impact is that you would decide where to put the project into, and that you'd have to choose one of the 16 different areas, and you can only choose one.
Yep. It makes sense that we take our home one. We actually service mm-hmm. southwestern Ontario. We've been as far
right.
as Rice Lake, Owen Sound, Niagara Falls, St. Thomas,
right.
you know, so we do serve where required, but this is our home.
Right. And
we
so
look
would,
at our home
yeah,
first.
You design the project around whichever area you
Correct.
Decide to focus on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to follow up, and as I said, I think really once you read the materials, you'll say, yeah, there's either, you know, an adequate fit. Usually things that get funded, there's a pretty strong fit. So make sure it's, you know, strong enough to be worth your while to go through, you know, all the whole process.
Yeah.
So I'll send you information about Connected People and Promising Young People. Take a look. Think about your projects. If it's a seed, I'll also send you information about kind of what constitutes a good seed.
Okay.
And in the meantime, if you do come into seed, we have a two-part process. You have to apply first. And sorry, your organization has to register first, and that registration process takes up to about 10 days. So that is due January 16th. So if you're interested in registering, you should register fairly soon.
Right.
And you just go online, and it's fairly straightforward as to how to access the registration form. Fill that out in one setting, so make sure you've got everything with you. And then if you are, you know, sort of approved or whatever, then you'll get access to the application. So I'm going to send you a copy of the PDF application, which isn't the online application.
Sure.
It's just to show you the questions
okay.
about seed. But I'll also send you a backgrounder about seed, and I'll send you information about Connected People and Promising Young People. I know that's a lot of information, but I think once you go through that, you can decide, yeah, it's worth pursuing this, or, you know, I'm not sure it's worth it at this point. So whatever you decide, you can then follow up with another coaching if you wish, or not, whatever.
Okay. Kathleen, you obviously have dealt with this far more than I have. Have
mm-hmm.
you any direction you suggest, given you know a little bit of what we do and whatever you're talking about, seeding?
Well,
seeding wouldn't be a bad idea to start with, but is it worth going over? And how do we go about, you know, picking a number? Do we sort of say, you know, yeah, give us $100,000, or do we say give us $10? You know, how do we
oh,
do that?
Oh, right, yeah. So we have the seed stream is limited to between $5,000 and $75,000.
Okay.
So we kind of have established the parameters there. And that's because it's largely, a seed is largely, I mean, you're from Waterloo region, you know that good project design is all about incubating good ideas and making sure that, you know, testing them first before.
Yes.
So the seed stream is a way for us to have people really base their projects on solid data, solid research, not just hunches. And so it's an opportunity for people to seed their ideas and see if they actually work in achieving the grant purposes. So
okay.
That's the purpose of the seed. So, you know, I think and 40% of the score for a seed is like how well it kind of fits with our overall strategy. So that's actually the things that I'm sending you. That's what I think you need to assess is like, you know, the project that you kind of explained to me, once you see all the purposes of the project, does this actually fit or not? And if you think it does, then my job is to help you strengthen that application as much as possible. But like I said, at first glance, you know, just from your overall mandate, it doesn't feel like a great fit with our action areas because it's focused on overall important things, but not on the very specific things that we're funding, but you know your projects better than I do, so you might be able to see some fit that, you know, makes sense to pursue.
Right.
So I would say, take a look at the materials and then see what you think, and then we can set something else up and talk through it.
Sure. Now, given that this mounted unit is a fairly new one, could that be considered a seeded project?
Which project?
The mounted unit, the horses.
Only if it fits with one of our action areas.
Right.
So yeah, for sure, if it did, then you know the fact that it's a new one that you're experimenting with, and you want to learn, you know, how to make it more effective, and more effective in terms of what we want to see,
yeah.
Which is, you know, the very specific goals, then yeah, a new project's always good. Now, we don't fund retroactively, so whatever project you come to us for, it has to, if you came in for the seed round, it would have to, the project more or less, at least the part that we're funding, would have to start after July 2019, because our funding, it takes about 3 or 4 months for us to make the decision, and the grant application is due February 6th, so you probably find out late June if you're successful, so you can't start until July.
Yep.
2019.
And that
so,
would work for
yeah.
us because one of the people that we train with, we're looking at possibly doing some more training in either August or September with mm-hmm. In that project. These horses went down for a very interim training. It was a 2-day course, basically. This is how your horse sense. This is how you read your horse. This is, you know, what it was. But from there, now they've got to dig deep, and now they've got to do proper courses and fulfill the requirements.
Okay.
And that's
so
why
all the activities have to happen in Ontario too. So that will
yep.
be the other thing you have to think about.
They come up here for training. So yeah,
for the training.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
He's from Minnesota, I think it is, but he mm-hmm. came up to Ontario for the training. Yeah, so that's not an
perfect.
Issue.
And yeah.
and there's another girl. I think she's in Georgia, but
mm-hmm.
again, she's come up here. She's come. Actually, I think she's been in all the provinces. Again, this is a very new thing that people are finding is that say the horses can actually scent like dogs. And it's a lot of people taboo it. They say no, it can't. But I've actually seen it, and it's actually amazing. Given that I've trained with my dog, to see a 2,000-pound dog doing the same
yeah.
thing, you know,
yeah.
it's actually quite amazing to watch.
So again, the training for the search and rescue part is not necessarily a fit, but there might be something beyond that that is that you know. That you've thought about in terms of you know if there's another thing that is more closely aligned with connecting people or promising young people.
Yep.
Those are the two areas that you were thinking might have some sort of fit. So I'm going to send you that.
Okay.
And if you have any questions or if you want to set up another appointment, just call the support center. It's easier to go directly to them because they have access to my calendar.
Sure.
And like right when we were talking, somebody else was, you know, trying to get a hold of me. It's a lot easier just to go through them because they're available 8:30 till 5, and they can set up an appointment.
Okay. So what I'll do is as soon as you send me that information, I'll look at the seating. I'll see if we can register for that so we don't miss that deadline. And
mm-hmm.
then from there, we will then look and see. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send this information on to the girl in charge of the mounted unit so she can review, because she will have a better idea of
if there's a fit.
If
yeah.
there's a fit and what the dogs, what the horses can be used for and that as
mm-hmm.
well. So I'll rely on her to give us feedback.
Sure.
But then, we could then, touch base later on and sort of see. What is the deadline for, you say, February, you do make
February
a decision?
February 6th is the, so you have to register by January
16th right.
as an organization. And then once you're registered, you'll get an application form, an online application form. And the online application form is due February 6th, 2019.
Okay.
And that's for the seed. And again, I'll send you, it's a very specific type of stream, so I'll send you information about the seed stream. We do also have other streams that once you're registered, you can apply for them. You know, you're good for a year, basically. And so for the rest of the year, we have a capital stream and we have a grow stream, and they have different sort of purposes. But for now, the only one that is announced and is available right now is the seed stream.
So once I register, do I have to register with the others, or am I registered just with CDB?
No, you're registered. Yeah, you just register as an organization, and it means that your registration is good for all of our programs within the next year that
Perfect.
You can apply to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Kelly, I really appreciate the input, and we'll go through it there, and we'll see. We've got a meeting tomorrow night. I'm actually going to send this recording off to one of our other directors and see if she's got any input on that there, and then I'll send your paperwork off to the girl in charge of the mounted unit as well. The more input I can have, the better. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, good to talk to you, Bill, and I will be in touch shortly with some more documents that you can pour through.
Great.
Okay,
thanks
take
for
care.
Your
Bye.
Bye-bye.